www.thebeatmaker.com.
There's a name out there in the sports world that when it's mentioned, someone in this room perks up. That'd be Steve Sippel.
Who's the...
That name, perk. Bill, would be the name Jimbo Fisher. We know that Sip is a...
Hold on, is Jimbo back?
We've got some sort of...
He's not back, by the way.
You were reading during the break an article about Jimbo Fisher. So hang on a second. Jimbo, what's this all about? What did you read, Sip? What's the problem?
We went all in on Lane.
On Lane Kiffin.
On that, basically condemning what Lane is doing, disrupting Ole Miss. So what the deal is, Pete Golding, Ole Miss coach, revealed that both his wide receivers coach and tight ends coach will not coach the Rebels in the semis. While it's sort of murky with Charlie Weiss, who's the play caller.
It's not murky with Weiss. Weiss is there.
For now.
Yeah, for now. If they win, where it goes from there, don't know that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And murky. Jimbo is not, he said you can't change the rules of the game in the middle of the game, not for the staff, but because of the players. Is it really about them? Is it really about the athletes, or is it about the money and everything else? I think that's where Lane's wrong. Everybody says he thinks he's made out to be the villain. He is the villain right now, because that is wrong. Those kids have an opportunity to do something. You know, that national championship ring I have? That's what he said.
Oh. He brought it up. He brought that up.
He has one. He has one. Those guys, you don't get those opportunities. When they have what they have done, and for them to have the opportunity to win a national championship, he's wrong for doing all this.
I don't know if there would be anyone that would disagree with what Jimbo's saying.
Gosh, why is Lane doing that?
There might be one out of 500 that would say, well, they took the job or have to do this. So let's just say, what would the pushback maybe be? Which I don't think this is correct, but I'm just saying the pushback could be, well, you didn't have to take the job at LSU. The assistant coaches could just say, I'm not going to LSU, and I'm going to stay here. But do they have the option? Sometimes you might be the odd man out. That's happened before also, where all of a sudden it's like you're the odd man out. So it's like, well, what do I do? So that you could say that could be part of it. But what he's saying is 100% accurate. Because all you talk about is here's what you see all the time. It's all about the players. Because guess what? Tonight, if neither coaching staff show up, there'll be a game. Neither team show up, there's no game. It's about the players, the players, the players, the players. Mm-hmm. And these opportunities, like you said, when they come up, and if it really is like that, this is supposed to be collegiate still, right? It's collegiate sports.
Supposedly.
And now I know it's turned a little more professional, but this doesn't happen in the professional ranks either. You don't see any of this stuff ever happen. And also, just the fact that I just don't think that LSU next year will look back on where they're at and say, what was the difference?
We had to get that wide receiver coach over here, the tight ends coach.
That just doesn't add up to me that would be the reason. Like I said, right now, when they show photos of something, they'll pop up on my feed of like the safety from Boise went to LSU. Guess who the picture is with? It's with him and Lane. The head coaches do the portal recruiting.
Yep.
That the tight end didn't do that. And also, you could just simply say, how impressive is this, too, to say this? Your tight end coach is coaching in the playoffs right now. This is so-and-so. He will be your tight end coach, and he's been good enough to get his group into this area.
Why wouldn't Lane just say, hey, you stay over there. Just you're in the semis.
Yeah, we're fine
just
here.
Stay over there.
Yeah, we got enough guys here. We're fine.
I don't need you over here right now. What would Lane say if he was sitting right here, I wonder? That's what I wonder.
And then
would Lane defend it?
And then also, I want you just to think about this one. I guess it'll be for that game. Can you imagine what it's like being those assistant coaches and not being there today, and you're just in the office at LSU today?
What the hell?
And the game's on TV.
And you're
going like,
and if you push back, Lane could say, "Well, you don't need to work here." Then.
Yeah, you don't need to work here.
And then
just
you're out
go
of
ahead
job.
And go. Yeah,
that's why the schedule is just—it's so unfortunate. It's just uncomfortable because
but
it's a great opportunity for Lane to take that job. But of course, he's trying to get his staff assembled, and it's just the schedule's messed up.
I hear you. I don't like that. I hear you. But it gives him an out. I don't want to give him an out.
I understand that.
I don't want to give him
an out. It's never a wrong time to do the right thing.
Bam.
That's all you had to do is just say, you know what?
Yeah,
I get this, but this what would be the right thing? What would be the
right now? It would be to tell those assistants you stay at Ole Miss.
Yeah, just stay at Ole Miss. I mean, everyone would agree with that. And there are some things that are difficult. There are a lot of coaches, and I'm sure even Jimbo would be like, okay, now with Lane taking the LSU job, that's jacked up, but that is a little bit more of a calendar issue. You know, because people have changed. He changed.
What's not a calendar issue?
Yeah, he changed jobs too. So people have changed jobs. You know, he went from Florida State to A&M, and so. But this isn't a calendar issue.
I mean, not with Jack and with the assistants.
No, you can just simply still say this is what we're doing.
Yeah. What Lane could say now. I'm just trying to think. I just want to balance it out. Would Lane come here and say, "I got bosses too, and they want this go."
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Going now. Can he say that?
You can say that. You have quite a crew put together already. I mean, the way staffs are built now, and with your GM and your recruiting staff that you have, it's not even a recruiting staff. It's a player personnel staff that is put together. And so, yeah, I mean. I feel bad for those coaches. They got put in a horrible spot.
The assistants.
Assistants got put in a horrible spot.
Ole Miss assistants. Yep. Now, is the world cheering against LSU next year?
Oh, I
would think so.
I don't think they'd be. I've said this before.
You're off air.
When I coached there, I said off air, I said, I think LSU used to be the favorite team that wasn't your team. When
Among them.
They're definitely up there.
Oh, when you were.
Florida State.
Everybody loved. No. No, I think Florida
State. But when Jimbo was there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But LSU was a beloved, they loved the Tigers. They loved everything. That was just a big deal.
And now?
And then now I think that will probably change.
I think so.
I think it probably changed.
I think Lane has become thoroughly unappealing to the masses. Well, I don't want to speak for the masses. He's become thoroughly unappealing to me, and I used to like him.
And as it goes with Damon Williams again. I don't know.
But what about Damon Williams?
We know that Bo Pribula visited Washington yesterday.
Did he now?
Yes. We don't know, again, if he's going there or not. But there was a visit for Bo Pribula to Washington yesterday.
Now, the reason that's interesting is because Washington, at least initially, dug in its heels and said, Damon Williams is not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
I think just doing it just in case.
And I just wonder where does this fall in jurisdiction? Is it state level? Who looks at this contract
legally?
Legally. Who's gonna be the one that says, they have a contract signed, and if it's clearly signed and it states right in there, that's what was reported by Ross Dellinger, that states you cannot go in the portal. So
I don't know where that would go legally.
And what if all of a sudden
local jurisdiction is my guess.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden it's like no, get a go.
I don't know.
Because that's what it should be. I mean, when you sign contracts, that's
of course it should be.
Yeah. Or
then why sign them?
Or in his contract, was there, okay, now that if you do break this contract, it's a, 50% buyout, which means $2.5 million or whatever it is, owe us back to be able to do this. That didn't seem like that was the case.
I don't think there's been resolution.
So this has been bizarro world. Because I do not feel that Damon Williams and his camp feel it's a slam dunk that they can just go and we're good.
I don't know how it could be.
I don't think
there's a signed contract. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. With the Miami, Wisconsin corner to Miami.
Xavier Lucas. Yeah.
I don't know if there was a signed contract there. I don't know where what the legality of that is. It'd be interesting to see. But,
so, yeah, what do those contracts mean? I mean, what's happened is people have gotten very jaded. I said to Robin yesterday, Calandria signed. he's signed, so he's not going to be in that Washington conversation. Rahm's like, what does that signature matter? Does that signature even matter? I would think it would. I would think it would.
Yeah, initially, right now, you'd say that you no. Then the next question is like that. What do you sign that makes it legal? Is it a legal? Is it a tender? Is it this?
I don't know. Where that
because when people say signed, can you imagine how fast that has to go down? Because when you go as a free agent someplace and the contract is extended, that is a long several days of reviewing every fine thing
in
the
contract. That's what's happening.
So it's not kind of like, okay, here you go, sign this, do this. That's.
I wonder how that all goes with these players. Do they have representation? Is somebody reading their contract? Are they reading the contract? Or do they have a lawyer reading the contract? Is it just one of their people, like to be it a dad or an uncle or somebody?
And you need to have somebody that is so good at that. I mean,
do you?
Oh, I mean, I said a couple times because I have. Obviously, we all do now. Everyone has some form of representation. And every time I had to sign a place, they read my contract. I'm going to say there was 25 circles on it.
Really?
Of like this.
Wow.
And the crazy part about it is in the 25 circles, when they got brought up, the school agreed to all of them. Like, yep, that was wrong. Yep, that should have been like this. Like, that's my point is that was how many things came up. Now, were they giant things? No, but they were things that was interesting enough that
crop up.
Yeah, that my representation is like, we have to look at this. But also the guy that I had is probably the best there is in the world.
Jimmy Sexton.
What's that? It's Robbie Poplin's his name.
Jimmy Sexton.
Robbie Poplin's his name. And Robbie Poplin is probably the most gifted lawyer. Like I said, he's out of Atlanta, and the job that he does. And so I'm dealing with a elite person reading elite contracts who spent his whole life doing what? Reading contracts. So all of a sudden now you've got your uncle that's going to buzz through this contract. Looks good to me. It's like, oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how much of that. I wonder how much of that applies.
When we come back, song of the day, Rick Heyman's first one of the year.
Wow,
is next on Rick. Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.